Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Hal Brown. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Merritt Reyneau. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Howie Goss pinch runs for Al Spangler. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Goss moves to third. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Goss now playing center field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Warwick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Warwick moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Warwick scores. Staub moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lillis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lillis reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. Aspromonte goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Astros. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lillis moves to third. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Renu fields the ball and throws to Jackson covering. Safe. Lillis scores. It's 4-0, Astros. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Goss moves to third. Don Elston now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards short. Rogers catches it and throws to third to double up Goss. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. Two outs. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Warwick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Warwick reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warwick moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lillis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews pinch hits for Don Elston. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matthews strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertel moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertel moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields it and throws to home to get Bertel. Rogers moves to third. Brock moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cal Kunz now pitching. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. John Bateman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Wynn moves to third. It's 5-0, Astros. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Warwick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Warwick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Renou is 0-for-1 in the game. Renou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wynn. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rogers scores. It's 5-1, Astros. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goss strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Raynou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raynou is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Warwick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Raynou scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Steve Boros pinch hits for Calcoons. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boros strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Brewer now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lilis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown bunts towards first. Renu scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubs covering, for the out. Lilis moves to second. 2 outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fazio hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hubs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubs hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Renu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Renu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Landrum pinch hits for Jim Brewer. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Landrum bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Renu moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Renu scores. Landrum moves to second. It's 5-2, Astros. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Leo Burke pinch hits for Lou Brock. Leo Burke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burke takes first base on ball 4. Landrum moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-3 in the game. Burton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A Grand Slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.